Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly. Brian's not here. But I have other really cool people here, so it's going to be great. Okay, so we're doing something different in the studio today. Everybody say hi. Like, I've got the Strains team. Like, we're in here.
Hey.
We are live on, I think we maxed out StreamYard. Brett, our fantastic engineer, DJ Brett, just got us all set up. So we there are a lot of people can watch this live. So rock on. And then, of course, we'll be on AM 950 and all podcast platforms. So this is going to be a fun one, you guys. And also, I'm not doing it with my normal computer because I wanted to give eye contact all around the room. And I feel like a big girl on like a real show by doing this. Right. Okay. How is everybody today? How are we doing?
Great.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Could be warmer outside.
Could be warmer, right?
Oh yeah.
But it's sunny,
right?
Right.
Not a lot of snow yet.
We're breathing.
Still driving, yeah. Right?
We just had a fantastic Black Friday at Strains.
We did.
Yep. Like
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think our busiest day to date. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, just I want to introduce everybody. Okay, go for it. What is your name, beautiful one?
I am Callie Kaufman, and I am the CMO for Strains of the Earth and all of its different studios.
That's like a BAM title.
I know,
you're like,
right?
BAM, rock
yeah,
on.
Got those three letters, so.
Well, well done. Welcome back to the Friends of the Show, you right? Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Very cool. Okay, go for it, sir.
My name is Zachary Temp.
Zach.
I am the COO of Strains of the Earth.
Oh, hold on. We've got the CMO and the COO. Perfect.
Yeah, so we've been, you know, rocking the cannabis shop for like 2 years now, and it's grown exponentially to the point where we've been able to do more than just cannabis. That's my segue to introduce.
I know you're going to get a high five in a second.
Introduce our next guest.
Absolutely. And Strains of the Earth is a different experience for people. And I think I'm teeing you up, I promise. And it's, you walk in, there's just this energy about it. And like, even the Jordan location, when you're driving there, you show up in the parking lot and smile, and you're like, this is going to be really, really fun. And then you get to experience not only the cannabis and the CBD side, but hello.
Hi. So I am the Sote plant medicine and mushroom store manager. We recently combined them.
And what's your name?
Sorry, my name is Katie Vientong.
Hi, Katie.
I'm so excited to jump right in.
I'm so excited. And actually, everybody, let's just do a little hoo-hoo for Jim and the team that's back. Like, thank you so much for letting us be here. So keep going. I know you're super excited.
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, so it's great. We combined the two stores together. And for plant medicine, it's wonderful. We provide everything that it's just all about natural health and wellness. It helps the body get back into balance, to support the immune system. There's tons of products that we offer there. When you walk in, it's so calming. It's all about healing. It's all about wellness. I just love how when you walk in, you've got like the incense, you've got like the music. It's just like, you're here. It's not like a spa day, but it's like, hey, you know, you're ready to just like get healed. You know, it's amazing.
It's a different kind of spa.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Very much so. Yeah.
It's amazing. We have tons of bath beauty products. We've got stuff for stress and anxiety, pain and inflammation, for gut health, for sleep, pain and inflammation. There's tons of amazing products that we offer.
And I can't wait to dive deeper into plant medicine because like everything under the umbrella of your operation really complements each other, right?
Yes.
So people might come in a little curious about CBD or cannabis. And then you have your beautiful offering. So there's a lot of ways to nourish your soul and here, there, and everywhere when you go to Strains of the Earth.
Yeah. We like to say that we're the one-stop shop for holistic wellness. So
yes.
Everything you could think of, you know, we've got our yoga meditation studio, our sanctuary upstairs. You know, we've got our plant med, our natural remedies is what we're kind of starting to pivot towards and stuff, calling plant med and mushroom. But then, of course, we've got, yeah, our cannabis and CBD. It's a great one-stop shop.
What are some of, and I'm going to go all over the place today because we really can and we should, right?
Yeah.
In Minnesota, in the last year, there's been a light shining on not only plant medicine, but cannabis and CBD. And what I really love about you guys is you're about education. You're about come on into this safe space. No questions are off limits.
Yeah.
And if we can't figure it out, we'll find an expert that can, right? Like, that's how I feel when I walk in, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's lovely. What are some of the top questions that on either on your side or your side that people walk through the door? It would be really kind of fun if you did, like, these YouTube clips of these people's expression when they're walking, but still, of course, honoring their privacy. But just the look and feel of when you walk through the door, like, what's the first thing that people do? So what are some of the questions that you're getting from your community when they're walking through the door?
I would say, you know, a lot of those first timers, I mean, as we've kind of said, the first thing they I see a lot is, wow, like this building or like this, the way it's set up, you know, everything. So that's great. It's great to know that, like, we did a historic building justice and it still looks really cool.
Okay, so hold on. Tell them a little bit about the building because you just teed that up and everyone's going to be really curious on it because it is an experience. Like when I said, when you pull in, you're like, are there, like, bootleggers here? Are there, like, secret tunnels? Yeah. Are there, I mean, like, it's super cool.
Yeah, so it is the old brewery in Jordan. It was built, I want to say, 1860, 40 or 60, somewhere in there. So it's plenty old. Over 50 years ago, there was a landslide that had actually taken out a good chunk of the building. And so, like, in restoration efforts, they did, you know, bring the building back and there was a few shops in there the last few years, but we moved in there in 2021 and slowly took over the entire building, really. And so now it's ours, and it's, you know, it's the dispensary, it's the yoga studio sanctuary. We do a lot up there. It's our plant medicine and mushroom and just all around holistic healing. We've just recently opened just grow equipment. So for people that want to grow at their home, we can provide them everything they need there too. Soon we want to open a couple more of those locations within the building as bed and breakfast. So you can have like a full stay at a yoga studio / sanctuary / dispensary. There's a lot going on there, but you know, people kind of get the gist when they walk in that building. They're just like, wow, there's so much going on. There's so much that I want to look at.
Yeah.
And it does spark questions almost immediately if they're not, you know, already familiar with cannabis. Plenty of people are like, well, okay, now that I've gotten – what can you tell me? Because a lot of people want that education. They are still new. Lots of new people. But even for the people that are experienced with cannabis, they're asking like, well, you know, you've got high-quality stuff. Yeah, we've got high-quality stuff. Like – you know, and
I have so many things that I would like to respond with that is unprofessional and not for radio, but I'm just going to leave it at that. And everybody listening is laughing because they know exactly what the thoughts going through my head.
I'm sure we all have a sense. But yeah, that's a lot of what we get, you know, is people who are curious and either here for the first time or they're like, no, this is my place.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have... I want to ask this because I'm going to parlay it over to mushrooms. When somebody comes in and asks, what is the difference between CBD and THC? What's our response? Paper, rock, scissors, whoever wants to go for it, right?
Mainly, you know, THC is that molecule that gets us that feeling we're used to associating with cannabis. You know, it's the high that we're used to associating. But CBD has a lot of medicinal properties as well, but it just doesn't give you that feeling. You know, you can stay pretty level-headed without, you know, while taking cannabis products. I mean,
absolutely. And CBD also has like anti-inflammatory, anti-anxiety.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of different,
yeah,
again, going back to plant medicine and going back to that Gaia is giving us these beautiful gifts that someone might take this instead of that. And there's different ways that you can use the products.
Right.
And let's go to mushrooms, because I know that's definitely a passion of yours.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different kinds of mushrooms out there. And there's the college girl in me is like, the magical mushrooms. But then there's chaga and reishi, and they're like all these beautiful ones. I put in my coffee, by the way. And they're just super powerful. So when someone comes in asking about mushrooms, how do you guide them? How do you inform them what way to go? Because there's a lot of ways. And are you guys still growing them, like on the on the back wall?
Yep.
And the,
yep.
So much. It's the wonderful. Squirrel moment.
Yeah, I love when people walk in and they're like, "Well, you grow them here, and then you harvest them and sell them. You know, that's amazing." They're like, you know, they get all excited. I want to take it home. You know, so it's pretty cool. Yeah. So it's wonderful to just have everything like labeled too and in a category for like certain areas of health. I love that because people, they'll come in for a certain thing and you can point them to the right direction. Yeah. You know, it's amazing. There's so many like medicinal benefits to mushrooms. So, yeah, if you think about like chaga, you know, for like gut health, that's really good. A lot of people, they have a lot of things that they come in for. That's definitely going to help you out, you know? I can talk about plant medicine too with that, if that works.
No, and you know what? It's okay. All good. Please do it. The next segment, I want to really dive into gut health and sleep, and because we're kind of in that time of year,
yeah.
And I think there's a lot of things that you guys have where people should just go to Strains of the Earth and go, I need this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so keep going.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've got like tons of good options there. Like for gut health, we have like probiotics, we have detox, like if you think about like milk thistle, that's in one of our products for cannabis for detox too. It's really good. Just kind of all works all together.
Cannabis and milk thistle.
Well,
together. That means like your liver does a happy dance.
Yeah.
When,
like, take your stuff and then here's like a, you know, quick like detox after, and you know, but yeah, it's amazing. I mean, there's so many like powerful ingredients that we have that like really benefit the body overall.
What got you interested in this? What got you interested in plant medicine, leaning into it, becoming an expert in it, and then partnering with the Strains team?
So it really hits home for me, for my family. So personally, for myself, I had 3 really good pregnancies, but I had a really, really hard 4th one. I was sick all the time through the whole thing. I was just suffering, and it just sucked because I had like all my littles to take care of, but I was just like in the bathroom all the time, you know, just like, I'll stop right there. But I'm just saying, like, it was really hard, you know, I had so much suffering personally. And then for my kids, I went through a journey, with them in their health. I had a kid who had frequent infections, was allergic to antibiotics the first time around, went through a second round, and then she had an infection every 2 months of her life for almost 2 years.
Oh gosh.
And I was sanitizing my home like a neat freak. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Is it like, is it hiding under this rock? Like, what do I do? And I didn't know what to do. And when I figured it out, it was her gut. Your gut is like 80% of your immune system. So really just transforming yourself inside out, like healing from within, that's what we really needed for her. So that really hit home. And lastly, I had a son with a diagnosis. Medication did not help him. It actually caused 5 other issues. And I didn't want him long-term to have those issues, those side effects. So we decided to just, after a year and a half, cut it out. He got his personality back. He was like this fun, loving kid. You know, it was amazing, and we helped him naturally, and now he's like 6'1", the chillest kid ever. You would never know, you know, for example, hyperactivity and stuff. It was just, it was amazing to see that transformation. Yeah, it completely changed our lives in different ways.
How did you go from Western, and we're honoring Western medicine and everything here, like that, awesome, but it wasn't working. Your mama bear. How do you, would you go online? Did you just find a book? Did someone bump into you and just say, try this? Because if you're doing what you said you're doing, you went down, like, you really had to go down and research it and get to know it and experiment, right? Because it's trial and error.
Yeah. So, it went from like being at my wit's end like, I would pick up my son after school, like, from after school care, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he's going to get kicked out today. Like, today's the day. Yeah. He's just not allowed to come back. Like, what do I do with him? You know, I don't know. I was like, I don't know what to do for behavior stuff. And he was the sweetest kid.
Yeah.
So we took him to counseling, and I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, can you help him? Like, does he need therapy? Like, what do we do?
Yeah.
And they suggested, it's called play attention therapy. So it was really nice. So it's nothing with medication, which medication is awesome for, like, a lot of people.
Yep.
But this route was amazing for him. It trained his mind to focus. It helped him to, like,
I think I might need it.
Yeah. Well, in the classroom, right? So, like, I remember I was never diagnosed as a kid, but I remember as a kid, a lot of things that he went through. It's like you're trying to take this exam or this test, and, like, I am so distracted by this person tapping their pencil, yeah. this person wiggling their foot. And the teacher's like, I heard music is great for test taking. I'm like, actually, I can't focus. So, like, my poor kid was going through the same thing. Yeah. And it was just – so, anyways, it was really hard. It was really hard to figure out what to do. So the play attention therapy trained his mind to focus. It was twice a week for 14 months. It was a lot of input. It was yeah. harsh, but, like, as a parent, a commitment. But – It was so worth it. Like, I would recommend that to any parent, you know?
Okay. I'm going to pause it at that because yeah. that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you guys. Being Curious Show. I'm Kelly. Brian's Trip in the Wild. Fantastic. Here with the Strains of the Earth team. So much. That so many directions we can go. And we will in segment 2 and 3. We'll be right back.
Attention curious practitioners in the realm of transformative experiences, holistic wellness, intuitive guidance, and metaphysical arts. Are you ready to expand your horizons and take your practice to new heights? Join the Edge Partner Directory, where your expertise can shine and your services can transform lives. We are dedicated to creating a community of practitioners who are as curious and passionate as you are about guiding others on their journeys of self-discovery, healing, and growth. As a member of the Edge Partner Directory, you will connect with a network of like-minded practitioners who share your curiosity and passion for exploring the depths of human potential, and showcase your unique offerings to a diverse audience of seekers actively looking for transformative experiences here, there, and everywhere. Embrace your curiosity and take the next step in your practice's journey to becoming an Edge Partner. Learn more at edgedirectory.net. Again, go to edgedirectory.net.
Discover the perfect routine to stay in shape and find your inner peace this holiday season with Strains of the Earth Sanctuary. Find the perfect balance with our diverse range of yoga classes, rejuvenate your mind and soul with our meditation retreats, and experience the soothing power of sound healing and so much more. Are you looking for a place to host your next holiday get-together? Our sanctuary space is now available to rent for all the celebrations of your life. Whether it's a birthday party, holiday celebration, work event, or just because, we have you covered. Join us in Jordan, Minnesota, and treat yourself to a holiday season filled with relaxation and rejuvenation. Sign up for your next class online now or reserve the studio at mnsotesanctuary.com. Join us and discover your inner zen amidst the holiday chaos at mnsotesanctuary.com. That's mnsotesanctuary.com.
Hey, I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm apologizing to everybody that has to see me this large. That is not fair to the viewing audience, but we're back. Oh my gosh, you guys. Thanks, Brett. Brett got the camera going. Oh gosh. And now I'm going to get my Barbara Streisand bad side. So
we're
you guys know that she
critic.
Does that. Okay. You're just too kind. Oh my gosh, you guys. Being Curious Show. We are back. We are live with the Strains of the Earth team. If you haven't explored Strains of the Earth in person, online, Jordan Carver, and there's awesomeness going on. What's another question that, okay, well, no, wait, I'm going to go here. Is it really fun to see the people that are like 60 plus walking in? That's right. And they're like, so right? And they've been, and they're trying to be really good law-abiding citizens. So they maybe enjoyed a little bit of the cannabis back in the day, and then it was illegal, so they were good people. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe. And then they're now the world is like, here, what is that experience like? Because I'm sure you're getting the full spectrum, but like different demographics are going to have different experiences to your experience.
Very true. Yeah.
Can I start off real quick?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I just love it. It's so much fun because you never know who's going to walk in. I've had two type of customers really come in. They're amazing. One is like, hey, I've taken a lot in my young years. So what's your heavy stuff for like mushroom store? And I'm like, you know, so I'll talk about Amanita, some really awesome product there. We have different, you know, dosages and stuff like that. But it's so much fun to have them go like, I want your strongest stuff. Like, you know, like I've had a lot of experience.
This is not my first rodeo.
Stuff. So yeah. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Okay. And then we have another customer that comes in and is like, hey, I'm really nervous. Like, I don't know. How do I start off, you know, for certain products? And what's your lowest amount? You know, like, can you explain a lot of this? And we're all about education. It's amazing. Yeah. But yeah, it's like, I don't never know when someone walks in what they're going to say. Like, is like what, you know, how to prepare for that.
Because you do get full spectrum, right?
Yeah.
And some people don't know all of the rainbow of colors that are available when you walk in your door. So they're thinking X, and then they're like, ooh, I will admit to everybody, I had many squirrel moments the first time I went to Strains of the Earth. And I've had the emotions of giggling and clapping and laughing and giggling again. And this
not
is
the
just
only
walking.
One.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, a few different folks. Normally, I work kind of in the office and things, but I like to, you know, frequent the floor and, you know, how can I, you know, help market when I don't know what people are interested in? So I love spending time on the floor and, like, seeing who walks through our door and, yeah, having those moments of, like, yeah, I'm like a seasoned vet at this, you know, like, give me the strongest thing you've got. Or like, yeah, I do want to like take it slow. And I'm curious about this. But oh, I didn't know you had this. And I didn't know you had this. And then the building keeps going and I can go upstairs and I can go here. So it's very fun just like seeing the world open up in front of them and seeing that they have all these different options and they can come and check it out anytime they want as long as we're open.
What Katie had said is pretty much hits it on the head is you got people that, yeah, come in and I've been doing this since I was your age or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Which is funny because the same people will say, oh, I used to explore this building before they restored it. Like, it's the same, from, you know. But it's that or it's, you know, or like you said, I haven't done it in a long time, but I used to. Is this the same thing? Is it different? I hear pot stronger now. You know, people say things like that. And it's, you know, we always say, like, well, let's start you on pretty low dose edibles and stuff, and we can always work up if you want. But yeah, it's funny to hear the people talk about, you know, back in my day, or man, I used to get this much weed for $10.
It's
like, yeah. So yeah, it's
and you're
it's
like,
fun.
Go for it. We'll totally like we might not be able to do all of that at once. Maybe we might have to do kind of some rations, but we'll help you.
Yeah.
Right. It was really interesting. About 5 years ago, my chiropractor used CBD-infused cream for pain relief. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this is when it was a little it wasn't the norm in the Twin Cities at the mm-hmm. time. Of course, I, like, get some in Colorado or Vegas or somewhere I was traveling, and I come back to her, and I'm like, I want you to use this on my back today. And she got all excited.
Nice.
And then she started to work with, I think she works with the beautiful people of Carpe Diem, North Star Hemp. Mm-hmm. I love their products.
Oh, yeah.
And she started to use their products, and she'd have clients of different mindset that she'd have to ask, do you mind if I use the CBD-infused product on you? It's going to help with deep tissue massage, or it's going to help with this or this. And a lot of people said no, and they were very worried about it. Or like, yeah. I'm going to have to take a drug test, and I don't want to have that on my skin. That misinformation out there is right. Really, really, really powerful, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For what it's worth, people... Impossible for it to get in your bloodstream when you apply it on your skin. Also, CBD doesn't show up on drug tests. For anyone who is curious.
Yeah.
I love those. Anytime, Zach, in the middle of this interview, if you want to have little fun Zach facts, you just blurb, you just give me a wink and I'll be all right. Quiet. Because, yeah. But no, but that's – and even No, I can say it. My father-in-law, who, that's not how he normally rolls. He, once he tried it, I said, please just trust me. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's right. What I actually use, like the minty cream for, menstrual cramps.
Yep. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They're fit. I know. Zach's just like, oh, yeah.
Zach knows.
My period last month was horrible.
Right.
But, and I even went for my daughter. Instead of taking aspirin, I do that in a hot pack.
Yep.
And you just put it on there. And, like, seriously, within like 5 minutes, everything's gone. And you're just kind of doing that. Yep. Okay. See, I'm teeing up for inflammation here. So what things, so we have this for inflammation and we have our beautiful creams. What other things in your world as a part of Strains of the Earth could we use for inflammation and pain?
Yeah. Well, one of our top sellers includes willow bark extract. So it has natural aspirin-like compounds in it. So it's wonderful. It can work for, you know, like menstrual cramps. It can work for like the arthritis, sore muscles. It's an all-in-one really good pain inflammation option. We have topical options. We also have it in pill form. So, you know, if you have like a headache, migraine, it's wonderful. We also have turmeric that works really well for inflammation. Feverfew is really good for pain and inflammation as well. So we have tons more products or options. But those are some really good top sellers that people love and they come in for, and they just keep coming back for it. So
over and over and over again. Okay. So I interviewed Ellie Levine the other day, and she says that this is cold and flu season, but it's really sugar season. And a lot of it is tied to our, yes, the seasons are changing, but this is kind of the time of year that maybe, let's just say, people pop it in neutral and they just snack. Right?
Yeah.
Like, here, have some sugar cookies. No, I'm going to be good.
Four.
No,
yeah.
I got.
I just cringe as a mother when I hear this, you guys. I just, I'm the mean mom at home who tries to limit that. So
I am too.
And yeah.
So it was really interesting. Like, I don't know, when my daughter was little, we're at the pediatrician, and my daughter was built like me. Hi, Brinley. Like, she's built like I am. And the bless the pediatrician. He was really trying to inform us about sweets and desserts and all of these things in my child's diet that he didn't know about. It was not the normal pediatrician. It was like we had to go to another appointment.
Yeah.
So we're there and he's talking about this. He's giving some information on a camp for her to go to that are kids that are a little larger. And I just looked at him and I was like, he's insinuating that we had desserts all the time and this and this and this and this. I'm like, I'd have to actually... Oh, he made the comment like, instead of eating the whole plate of brownies, you should just have one. And I went, I'd actually have to make brownies for this, for me to take less.
Yeah.
And it's diet, it's exercise, it's consumption, it's quantity. There's a lot of things that isn't just sweets. But we're at that time of year. What are... did you like that? Like, whoop. Sorry, everybody. This is... But
full
it's...
Cycle.
What are things that we can do to not only womp up our gut health, but our immune system this time of year? Because, you know, some of us are going to have some sugar cookies, okay? Some of us are going to have some eggnog.
I had it for the first time this year, actually, and it's so good. I don't know why people hate on eggnog.
Did you have real eggnog or did you have, like, almond nog? Because there's a difference. Did you have, like, real eggnog?
I don't know,
or did you have eggnog light?
I had it in a carton. That's all I know.
Okay. Because there's a difference.
Okay.
Like you can totally.
Are there better ones or are you saying summer?
Go high end, like whenever you can. Like get the, like, right? Like, but eggnog, you, oh God. Oh,
gotta go big or go home. Yeah.
But sometimes the light stuff's okay because it's kind of watered down a little bit. It's not just like syrup going down.
Yeah, see, that's usually my problem is eggnog is the texture. It's too thick.
Okay. There, see, you can just water it down a little bit. Okay.
I'm one of those people who wishes they liked eggnog.
You don't like eggnog.
I don't know. I tried. I really tried.
Okay.
Just trying to be festive.
I also like Bailey's, so maybe that has something to do with it.
There you go.
Play ball.
Right. Mixing them together.
So
anyway.
Bailey's, eggnog, inflammation, and immune system.
Right.
What are things that we can do, like what can we do for our kiddos for this time of year, for our immune, so we can have a little, what I just keep seeing is balance. How do we have balance?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Do you allow balance at your house? I just want to make
sure. I do. Okay. The balance is my husband, who is okay. my opposite. Okay. And so he comes home with treats. And every week I'm like, we've been over this. He goes, and every time he's like, I know, but it's just cinnamon rolls. And the next week, I know, but it's just donuts. I know, but it's just can't. And we just keep going over it. So it's fun. There's that good balance. Our kids get to see both sides. And I'm like that mom that just kind of like, I don't know. I feel like it's good, but it's also bad. I train my kids where my 9-year-old will be like, no, don't touch it. You're going to get diabetes. So, I mean, my other kid's like, no, you're not. That's like what I, so, you know, the explanation. But anyways, so yeah, it's the, 'tis the season of sugar and inflammation. So starting off with homeopathic medicines, we have some really good options. I personally stock up at home because okay. I just know. I know kids go to school. They touch everything. They share stuff. They wipe their boogers on you, you know, all that fun stuff.
Do you know what they didn't tell us about lice? Like, oh, seriously?
Really?
They don't tell parents about lice. I'm sorry, I don't know why lice just popped in. But,
so that's the word that you never say around other parents because we've avoided that for a whole decade. And then my kids went from private school to public school again. And yeah, we've had that in our household this year. And it is the worst. And it's like a public. It feels like a public shame.
You feel like a leper.
I'm saying you can't say the word around anyone. You're like, okay, like just shh. You know, yeah, it's just really hard. Like, get rid of it. It never happened here, you know.
Right. But you know, yeah. Lice likes clean heads and clean hair, by the way. Like, someone told me. So I had full extensions in my hair when my daughter was going through that phase.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And it came to our house. Oh. And it said hello. Yeah. And we got the ladybug stuff. That was really good. That was amazing. Yeah. And I thank goodness I didn't get it, but like I was gonna have to rip everything out of my head to be able to do it, and it was crazy. Okay, sorry, we're talking
that's
about
okay.
lice. So immune yeah. systems, lice, little ladybugs, people. Thank you very much.
Well, you know things that people go through as parents. That's one of the things you got to stock up on. You know, yeah. like you got to know. So, but yeah. So going back to inflammation. So yeah, homeopathic medicines, really good. We have cough, cold, flu,
nice.
Tons of good stuff. So we're all stacked up for that. So like you can go buy it. Like you know, prepare for it coming. You yeah, guys,
it's not an if, it's a when.
No, yeah. Every year, especially around the holidays, if you want to make it to the holidays, I would say just prepare. You know, but yeah. So going back to like gut health to prevent that, sugar causes inflammation in the body. It feeds the
candida.
Bad bacteria. Yes.
Candida.
Yep. I mean, there's tons of good stuff that your body gets to fight every single day, like virus, bacteria, you know, like toxic stuff. It's a lot. So yeah, if you want to up your immune system.
Yeah. How do we do that?
Yeah. So you need to really promote your gut health. So we have apple cider vinegar.
But that stuff's so gross.
But we have gummies. And
okay.
they taste
gummies are delicious.
Good.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, that's
gummies
so
are
gross.
Great.
I tried.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got to have the good stuff.
Oh, well, I can handle yeah. gummies. Okay.
yeah, so we have that. We have probiotics, okay. Which are amazing because they help, like, you know, you build up your good bacteria, so it prevents the bad bacteria, you know, like from growing. So there's that competition.
Yeah.
We have a really, like, a lot of really good gut reset options. So we have this particular product that's a tincture I took myself.
Yeah.
So good. It just resets your gut. It has all natural, really good stuff in it. So for example, like cloves.
Yeah.
Cloves are really good at killing like all the bad, you know, microbes and all that in your stomach, and in your intestines and all that. So super good stuff. You just want to have that gut reset. You want to have that good balance. You want to promote the growth of the good stuff and you yeah. want to prevent like the bad stuff, you know? But it's not just, so it's not all about, you know, like just what's inside. It's also like, hey, that's going to manifest on the outside too, you know? So if you get your body reset and in a good place, everything all around is going to like show, you know, like.
Well, go into the holidays like this, like go in like a little healthier, little popper, like just poppers. That's a great
yeah.
word on air, right? But like go, you know what I'm doing, like, right? And if we can get the kids and we can get everyone just kind of going in strong, yep. it totally helps.
Yep. Yeah. You gotta stock up on that stuff every year. You know, it's a constant thing. So, you know, another holiday, more sugar, you just gotta keep resetting, you know? But you know what? Like long term, this is really good. You don't wanna have long term pain and inflammation in other areas of your body. So as long as you promote your health, it loves you back. Yay. You know, your body loves you back. So,
okay, well, we're going to end segment two on our bodies loving us back. Like, that's important, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the Being Curious Show. Everybody, turn around. Say hi. Say all around to the cameras. I've got the beautiful Strains of the Earth team in, and we're going to come into segment three, and we'll be right back.
Life is full of crossroads, and navigating them can be daunting. But fear not. Join us on Navigating Life's Crossroads, Pathways to Freedom with Leslie Wegleitner, your guide through the journey of self-discovery. In a world filled with inner conflict, external pressures, and the constant tug between your choices and others' expectations, Leslie will help you face your fears head-on. Discover how to choose your path authentically without compromising your true self. Our show explores the profound question, how can you find inner peace, align with your deepest desires, and make decisions that honor your unique journey? Leslie's wisdom and expertise will inspire you to embrace your own path and empower you to move forward with confidence and clarity. Don't let life's crossroads overwhelm you. Tune in to Navigating Life's Crossroads, Pathways to Freedom, and embark on a transformative journey towards self-discovery and true freedom. It's time to find peace within and make choices that resonate with your heart and soul. Join us and let's explore your path to a life you truly deserve at LeslieWegleitner.com.
Join us at the Souls of Spirit Spiritual and Holistic Expos as a part of your spiritual awakening journey. Get ready for a day of enlightenment and exploration at one of our upcoming expos. Our events are where all things spiritual and holistic come to life. Experience a diverse range of vendors offering healing jewelry, natural products, and metaphysical merchandise. Immerse yourself in the mystical arts guided by mediums, psychics, and Reiki practitioners. Interact with energy healers and health professionals ready to provide rejuvenating services. Be one of the first 25 attendees and receive a fantastic gift bag full of treasures from participating vendors. Bring your loved ones along. These family-friendly events have something special for everyone. The $5 entry fee includes educational speakers and up to 40 vendor booths. Mediumship Group Gallery is just $25. Free expo admission for those under 12 or showing military ID. Find out more about upcoming events in North, South Dakota, and Montana at soulsofspiritexpos.com. Hello, everybody. We are back. We promised we'd come back. We know you wanted it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm Kelly. This is the Being Curious Show. I have the Strains of the Earth team in today. We're talking about cannabis and CBD and gut health and inflammation and lice. I mean, like, we're covering, like, mushrooms, everything on mine. Okay, what about what's in store for December at Strains of the Earth?
Yeah, so we've got a lot of plans coming up for December. We've got a couple different events that we're going to be attending. Specifically, our natural remedies, our plant medicine and mushroom and stuff are going to be joining a couple different holiday fairs.
Ooh.
So you can, you know, if you're looking for that perfect, you know, little something for the person on your guest list, we've got all sorts of, you know, in addition to all of our great, you know, products and stuff, we've got apparel. We have, you know, really cute bags, we've got slippers, we've got books, we've got
really
knickknacks.
Mushroom socks.
Yes, yeah. So we've got all sorts of really, really great stuff for all of the, I don't know, natural plant-based lovers on your list, you know? So we've got those couple events coming up. We're super stoked. I believe we've got two different events happening on December 16th, and then one of those events will carry into the 17th. We also will be having a Strains of the Earth social media gift card giveaway.
Whoa, tell me more.
Yes, so this is going to be starting this Friday. We will be making a post on our social medias.
Follow.
So, yep.
What did you
follow
say?
Us.
Follow us.
Yes, follow. Please.
So with this post, it's going to be if you are 21 or older.
Yes.
That is the most important part, 21 or older.
How many people under 21 try to come through the door?
It's maybe a couple a week.
It's not too bad.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got the sign on the door saying you got to have an ID, and that, that usually turns them around.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you got to be 21 or older. You have to like the post. You need to share the post, mm-hmm. and you need to tag some friends in the comments. And at I believe we're having it end on the 22nd of December. So at that time, we'll be contacting folks through direct message through our social media, Strains of the Earth. nobody else.
Yeah.
You know, don't listen to any of those fake accounts. It's not strains.of the earth. It's strains of the earth. So we'll be contacting you directly if you happen to be the winner. So.
And these are gift cards?
Yep. It's going to be a $100 gift card and then a little holiday gift basket. So it's going to have different little goodies from each of our different sections, a little mushroom product, a little plant medicine, a little, you know, THC, CBD, things like that. So perfect little gift basket and stuff just in time for the holidays. So
totally worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah, such an easy thing. No purchase required. You just, you know, share, comment, share. Yeah. And there you go.
Just come on in and party.
Exactly.
And you guys have a full line of CBD and THC beverages, don't you? Because I know this is a time of year that people are a little bit festive, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have any mushroom or any of beverages on that side as well?
Yes, we definitely do. And we have adaptogens in them too. So if you want like tons of good stuff for like energy, cognition, clarity, focus, it's amazing. They taste good.
We've been talking about prepping for the illnesses. I'm a little stuffy, if you can't tell. I've cleared Katie out twice of her drinks that are boosting immune systems throughout this cold season. So
nice.
I love them.
Yeah.
And then you can also, there's the healthy, but then you can also have put them in a beautiful glass with maybe a fresh lime or lemon, a little bit of this, a little of that.
A lot of people dress up our different THC beverages and stuff and create their own little mocktails with them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've got, if you're ever, you know, looking for a suggestion, I'm sure some of our employees and stuff will be more than happy to let you know, like, hey, this is my favorite. Try it with some cranberry and some Sprite. Like, you'll have the best night. So, but yeah, a lot of fun to create your own little mocktail.
Yeah, yeah, the drinks are so popular now. After they were like, oh, I can drink it, and like everyone is moving from. And I hear a lot of people saying, I want to kind of stop drinking as much alcohol.
Yeah,
and try this instead. So, yeah, it's. I was surprised to see such a big push towards the drinks.
I even noticed it in Total Wine the other day.
Oh yeah,
I will say I was going to buy a little bit of tequila, but I noticed that. So here's what I do. I do little, like a half shot of tequila, and then you betcha, for either daytime or nighttime. And then I cut it with a little soda water, and then I put a little bit of fresh lemon and lime, put it in a wine glass.
There we go.
And it's like...
Get yourself a nice fancy beverage.
I have bartended my way through college, so I've never had a drink that doesn't taste amazing, because I'm a little bit of a... Right? But even without that, I just... Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, right? She has, it's not non-alcoholic, but it's a way to be able to have that little bit of that taste of tequila without a lot of alcohol. So you float it on the top. So it's just like a little, so you get that little bit of that taste, but it's like a half of a half a shot. It's just enough to kind of do that with. And it's,
they're
really great.
I like them.
Oh my gosh. I'm like waiting for the door to open like Oprah and like have them just like, here, everybody can have a drink.
Come through this door. That'd be so cool.
And it's not happening. I'm sorry.
We keep talking about bringing stuff for the show.
Yeah, we have to do like a show and tell next time.
There we go.
You can lead off. Like, right?
Yeah.
With show and tell?
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm thinking like the mother's line, like we should do like and then how we help our littles is different than we help with our teenagers and like, right?
I've got some of each.
I had a feeling that was coming.
I've got four kids, 5 to 15. Well, he's turning 15 soon. Yeah. So yeah, it's
5 to 15.
Yeah. Four kids. Yeah. It's wonderful. And they each have their fun little season. So
5 to 15.
Yep.
Good for you.
Yep. And, yeah, it's a lot. And as you know, I'm finishing a master's degree too. So it's a lot. So, you know, fun, busy season.
Oh, so, you know, I was going to go back to when you were talking about how your husband brings naughty things home.
Yep.
Okay, The Rock, you know, he was a wrestler and actor and right. Yeah. He allows himself one day a week that I think he posts it on social media and it's like his gluttony meal.
Oh.
And it's like, and he like takes a picture of it and it is it'll be like, sushi and a pizza and
some like a couple pizzas,
right? Yeah, and then donuts and I mean, like one human should not, but he's good all week. And
yes.
So that I was thinking, maybe you could have that. Maybe your husband could have that one day a week?
Yeah, I mean, no? Fun Fridays. We'll make them Fun Fridays.
And but then it's gone. It's like it doesn't carry over to Saturday. Like leftovers don't get carried over. It's
you
like
the one
gone.
Day.
You get the one. I actually had a trainer about 10 years ago that Fridays was his day, and he would actually have 3 rounds of pizzas delivered. So he'd have, because he'd have his one day. So he had a 6 o'clock, an 8 o'clock, and like a 10 o'clock.
That's committed.
That's like, living the dream. Yeah.
He had a beautiful body. I mean, he whatever he was doing was working for him. But it was like, he had multiple delivery drivers. And I was like, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's discipline.
Right?
Wow. So how do you keep your kids on track, especially at this time of year, and to do it in a loving way, but then also like an educational way?
So we definitely are all about educating our kids about that. So, you know, like a moderation, right? So some is okay, but too much causes, you know, certain issues in your body. And then, like, I'll pinpoint certain things that our kids have gone through in the past.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, I understand. So this is not only, like, why we do it, but what causes it, you know? So, like, it's that real life application for them, you know? We will try to limit it. Usually more on the weekends is more of our day. So we'll have to make it a Fun Friday. But
I like that. T-shirts.
Yeah.
Everyone can put the T-shirts on and they're like, yes! Right.
You know, that reminds
size
me.
Size too big so they feel.
Yeah.
Stretchy pants. Yeah.
That actually reminds me of my 5-year-old asked me if she could have a yes day recently.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
Maybe we'll call it like a yes day. Can I have candy? Can I have it? Like, okay, yes, only on this day, you know?
That's cute.
Is sweet.
Well, you know, that movie kind of brought that to light, you know, and all the kids want a yes day all of a sudden. But we could make that like a yes day included, right?
Yes.
Like, yes, you can have sugar this day, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
And you can choose from X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that, like, if you do that with options, that helps. But
And I have to say, like, when you give your kids options, sometimes they choose, like, the right thing too, you know? Like it's not, like, terrible to have, like, a treat or whatever, you know, after dinner. But at the same time, like, I have to say, I was so proud. One of my kids' favorite foods was broccoli salad. Now, that might sound gross to some people, but I'm like, whoa. Like, I actually, like, trained up my kid to like that and choose that over, like, an unhealthy meal, you know? So, like, it's really cool that they have that good balance.
Okay, we all have to start doing
that.
Because she's doing something. Like, she's doing something right.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, we are, like, could you believe that we've already done, like, 3 segments and this is almost done? Tell us about the beautiful, like, sorry, I'm going in 10 different directions and then like all of this going around. 3 most important products that you think that parents should have right now or even people should have going into the holiday season. Yeah. I knew you'd rattle this off.
So I'm thinking right off the bat, like holiday season, like the cough, cold, flu stuff.
Okay.
So like stock up on homeopathic medications. Pain inflammation is another big one. And then stress and anxiety, because this is the season where people are just go, go, go. There's a lot of obligations. There's a lot of fun things going on. There's a lot of sports. There's a lot of like work stuff. There's tons of stuff. So stress and anxiety, we have a lot of options for that too. So yeah. So I would just say like the stress and anxiety, I would say the homeopathic medication, and then the pain inflammation. Those are 3 top things right now.
And how do people find you? So if they might have any questions or they just want to reach out to you, what's the best way to do that?
Well, walk on in.
Okay. That works too.
I'd love to point you to the right spot. We have tons of things. It's amazing. Like you come in, it's all categorized. It's all like labeled. Everything's, you know, it's just all laid out for you. And you walk in and it's got the greenery. We've got the beautiful plants. We've got like the colorful, fun, you know, products. So yeah, tons of good stuff.
And I will say if you do have questions, you can reach out on our socials or even on, you know, through our Square like website. You can do the same thing. And you might actually hear from Callie or another rep, Ryan, but both of which will you know, filter those questions if they're plant medicine related through Katie. So you'll definitely still, you know, get some answers if that's what you're looking
get
for.
Get that expert knowledge and expert recommendations. And, you know, you're always more than welcome to call anytime. We're open. Contact us through social media. We've got our Strains of the Earth account, but we also have Sote Plant Medicine, Sote Mushroom, and Sote Sanctuary. So,
you guys, these are the people to contact. And it's strainsoftheearth.com is the website.
Yep, and that's where you can see all of our different events. We have some of our mushroom products on there as well. We don't quite have our plant medicine products on there just yet, but we are working on that. So soon it's going to be available.
Can I add real quick? We're working on
not allowed to.
Of course.
We're working on the educational website too. So we've got education. We've got like multiple cards in the store by area of focus. So it lists all the ingredients, but we also we're working on that educational website too. So it's just all laid out, you know.
Yep, wonderful. Informational articles, if you've got questions about, you know, common ailments, things like that, we're going to have it all laid out.
And they're in the Edge magazine! And actually in the new one, too. You guys check it out. It's all good. Okay, you guys. That's the music. DJ Brett is cutting us off.
Thanks for having us.
We're getting booted. It's all good. This is the Being Curious Show. I'm here with the amazing Strains of the Earth team. And we're going to go, everyone do a little hello to Jim and the team. Thank you, thank you, thank you for letting everyone be here. I am Kelly. This is the Being Curious Show. I'm honored that you listened today. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourself and others. Mahalo.